Peter's reference to Sarah calling Abraham Lord does not presuppose the use of any such titles today. And it doesn't require wives to call their husbands Mr., but certainly dear or honey goes a long way toward happy marriages than dinner's ready, and then with a whisper behind the hand, you jerk. God's word strongly implies that any husband whose wife begins treating him like she might if he were Jesus Christ himself would be completely won over by the wife. You talk about melting hard hearts and about causing a man to feel shame for his own shortcomings. Such conduct on the part of a wife would almost guarantee wonderful results. Now, unfortunately, there are some men who would become only more abusive if, as a wife, becomes more compliant. But it still doesn't negate her responsibility before God. Now let's notice what the Bible says about husbands' responsibilities. And Paul wrote this, "Husbands, love your wives." If you want to turn to Ephesians 5, 25 to 30, that's one of the famous marriage instruction passages. "Love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word," that's metaphor for baptism and conversion, "that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, like a beautiful bride, virginal, chaste, or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church." So just as the wife is told in God's word that she ought to reverence and love her husband as if unto the Lord, so the husband is told he should love his wife as Christ loves the church. Now, how does Christ love the church? Well, with all of his being. He loves the church unreservedly. He loves the church so thoroughly that he died for it.